Sail Newport's executive director, Brad Reed, hops onto one of the organization's sailboats and starts pulling the line connected to the main sail.
Picked a perfect day. You couldn't have asked for a drier, more perfect wind, beautiful blue sky, you know, and you're here at Sail Newport's about to sail on one of our J-22s.
It's one of 14 new boats built last year, with the parts all coming from Rhode Island.
We consider ourselves, you know, a fabric of the community, of the marine community. And since we do have the best boat building in the world here in Rhode Island, why shouldn't we get all our parts and pieces made in Rhode Island?
Sail Newport uses the boats to teach adults and kids who perhaps would never have access to a sailboat.
All right.
We take off into Newport Harbor, chock full of boats of all shapes and sizes, which has me wondering what it means to be a part of Rhode Island's sailing community.
Well, first of all, the history here is incredible. You know, we are the ocean state and America's, quote, first resort. We were the playground of a lot of the rich and famous back in the turn of the last century. So being part of that heritage now, both in providing access to the water for everyone through Sail Newport, or bringing big special events to Rhode Island, such as the Volvo Ocean Race and the America's Cup World Series, it's been a huge rush for all of us who work for Sail Newport.
As you sail the bay here in Rhode Island, who's out there? Who is on these boats?
They come from all walks of life. There are liveaboard cruisers that call Newport home in the summertime and go down to the Caribbean in the wintertime. You've got day trippers who decide to come down and learn to sail on whether it's a Sail Newport boat or go out on one of the wonderful tour boats that we have. You have summer residents of Newport who tend to have boats that they keep here as second homes. And then you have, you know, the rank and file Rhode Islanders that bring their boats here to Newport and use them as much as humanly possible in the 5 months that we have for summer. It's such an amazing group of people that use this waterway for recreational boating. And it's a very economically diverse group. You have folks that, you know, are middle class to the obviously the upper class that call Newport or Narragansett or Watch Hill home. So it's a very economically diverse population that uses the water, and we are here specifically to make sure that no matter what economic class you're in, and I hate that word, but no matter what your ability to afford to be on the water is, you don't need to have a lot of money to sail. You can come down and participate in this wonderful recreation through a community program like Providence Community Boating or Sail Newport.
Let's talk about that, because to a degree there is an economic barrier if you can't afford to own your own sailboat. How accessible is sailing between Sail Newport and community boating?
Well, I think both of us have done a fabulous job of offering that opportunity to everyone, whether it's through our free programming that I know Providence Community Boating does and we do, whether it's through that free programming or just making sure that our programs are affordable for everyone. And, you know, do we do a perfect job? No, we can always reach more people. But without Sail Newport and without community boating, there would be no public access to sailing, and the economic barrier would be real. We've broken that barrier down, and I think both of our organizations have a lot of pride in that.
And so these people who have never been able to sail before and they get on a sailboat, what do they think is going to happen, and then what do they end up telling you happened to them as they learned how to sail?
Well, we do a lot of intro to sailing, as you would imagine, and I would say the reaction is mixed. First of all, some people are just terrified. They don't know what they're going to be experiencing. The boat tips, the heels over, and they just don't, they feel very, very in a foreign environment. But every single time we take somebody for a sail, the thing that really resonates with me is the feeling of accomplishment when someone goes from an absolute beginner to understanding how a sailboat operates. And it's a self-esteem building moment, and it's also builds self-reliance. In a boat like this, it builds teamwork, and what people get out of it at the end of the day is that sailing could be a lifelong sport. You can do this when you're 8 and you can do it when you're 90 years old. There's never a time that you can't increase your aptitude for sailing just by repetition, and they just love it.
So if I'm a resident of urban Rhode Island, why should I care about sailing on the bay?
We have so many other things that we can do with our leisure time, but one of the things about sailing is there's a certain freedom you can get. You can get disconnected. And in this day of always being strapped to your iPhone or, being overly connected, it is such a great freedom to teach your kids, to teach your coworkers, to teach yourself that you can be in a recreation that's completely silent except for the wind and the waves. And it's available to us. Don't lose the opportunity that surrounds you by this wonderful bay, Narragansett Bay.
So we talked about what sailing does for other folks in terms of their self-esteem. Yep. And Christopher Cross has forever, you're rolling your eyes, yep, told the world that the canvas can do miracles. Yep. What does sailing do for you?
It's a little bit of freedom. My favorite time is going sailing with the family on the cruising, just doing cruising and going around the bay and anchoring and just floating. I just think floating is amazing. You get off the land, you become, unlinked from the land, and it's a freedom thing. It's being on the water.
That's Sail Newport's executive director, Brad Reed, doing an impressive job of sailing around Newport Harbor while answering questions from a reporter. Coming up this week in our series, you'll hear from fishermen, kayakers, developers, and others who make a living off and on Narragansett Bay. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.